Are you ready to supercharge your music career?
You've come to the right place.
This is the Real Musicians Don't Starve podcast, the only show where you will learn firsthand how musicians just like you have turned their passions into highly successful long-term careers. I'm your host, Michael Elsner, and I'm so happy to have you with us today. Now, let's dive into this episode. Hello and welcome to this episode of Real Musicians Don't Starve. I'm Michael Elsner. So happy that you're here. Today I want to talk about the fact that every serious musician is an entrepreneur. No matter how you slice it, that's just a fact. Every serious musician is an entrepreneur. And what we are doing is we are creating a product or a piece of intellectual property, aka the song. Okay, so we're creating a product, which is the song, or we are providing a service. Those are the two things that we're doing. It's really quite simple. It's a pretty simple business model as a whole. And our goal is to get that product or that song or that album out into the world and so that it generates income for us, or to provide a service to other people so that it obviously generates income for us. Okay, so that's really it. We're either getting our product out into the world or we're providing a service, getting that service out into the world so that both of those generate income streams. That's it. We're providing a service. Now, if you want to make a living as a musician, you have to generate an income from it. All right? You can't put your music out there for free. Granted, streaming services are great for promotion and whatnot, and it's good to get our songs out there for promotional aspects, but we just can't always be giving away our music for free. We always can't just be playing shows for free. We have to treat it like a business. If you treat your music business like a business, it will pay you like one. But if you treat it like a hobby, it's going to pay you like one. All right? So we have to step back and we have to realize that as musicians, as real musicians, we are entrepreneurs, all right? Now, I'm going to keep this podcast fairly short today because I think the next thing is going to be very impactful, all right? I often hear a lot of musicians say, well, I can't, you know, or I don't have, or whatever. I don't have a fan base, you know. I don't have any good recordings, the I don't scenario here. And that's really the wrong statement. Okay, instead of saying something like, I don't have this, once we say that, our brain shuts off. We're defeated. You know, I don't have a good recording of my music. All right, there you go. You don't have a good recording of my music. So we have to change the I don't have phrase into how can I? All right, I don't have a fan base. You're defeated. You're not going to have a fan base with that mentality. But when you change it to how can I create a fan base? How can I develop a fan base? Suddenly, when you say that, a whole new world of opportunity opens up for you. Okay, your brain starts, you know, going into high gear and starts thinking of all the things that you can start doing to develop a fan base. I don't have, you know, any good recordings of my music. All right, well, now you're defeated. Apparently, you're not going to have any good recordings. Well, if you change that to, how can I get some professional recordings of my songs? Well, suddenly, our brain comes up with a whole bunch of ideas. Well, we could start working with an engineer or a producer. And here's a couple that I could, you know, think of off the top of my head to start working with. Or, you know, you could start learning, you know, get a laptop and get Logic or Pro Tools on and start learning how to record music yourself. There are all these opportunities that our brain creates for us to learn. Well, this is how I can actually start getting great recordings of my songs. Okay. Now, the next thing is going to be like, well, you know, I don't have great recordings of my songs, or how can I get great recordings of my songs? All right. Well, you can hire a producer. Well, I don't have money. All right. Well, if you don't have the money, apparently nothing's going to happen. As opposed to, how can I get the money to afford these recordings? Suddenly, again, our brain goes into high gear. Well, could start playing a show at this place every week, or I could start doing this, or I could start doing this. Your brain starts coming up with the ways that you can actually create those opportunities for yourself, all right? So instead of saying, I don't have, we should be changing that over and asking the question, how can I? It's very simple, and it's so powerful, right? I don't have a fan base. How can I get a fan base? Man, a world of opportunity just opened up for you,
right? And a path just kind of laid itself out in front of you. Well, I guess I need to start doing some social media. I guess I need to start doing this. I need to start doing this. And there you go. Now you have this plan rolling out in front of you. You start taking action, start walking down that path, and other opportunities will present themselves. The path will change, you know, but you've at least started down the path to developing a fan base because you asked, how can I? All right. I don't have any knowledge of the music industry. All right. Well, I guess you're not going to know anything about the music industry then until you start asking, how can I obtain the knowledge I need to succeed in this industry? And right when you ask that question, suddenly the answers come flooding in. Well, read a couple books. Well, I could go on Amazon.com and I could, you know, look up some music industry books and I can order them. And boom, now you're starting to get the knowledge that you need to succeed. All right. Those are the questions that real musicians ask. The starving and struggling artists, they just hang out in the whole I don't have world, right? But the real musicians who build real careers, they ask those questions. How can I? Because that question alone takes us from being a victim to being an actual player and an actual contender, right? So start asking, how can I? The reality is simple here. Every musician is an entrepreneur. We are providing a service. We are in a service industry. We are providing a product, and that product is music, okay? And we have to value that. We have to value the work that we put into this. If we don't value that, no one else will, okay? So we have to be very clear about the service that we provide and the product that we're offering and how that product or that service adds value to other people's lives. It's not difficult, but it does require a bit of a mindset shift and then taking action on it. With Real Musicians Don't Starve, we talk about three keys to success: your skill set, your mindset, and your actions. And the reality is that most musicians don't succeed not because they don't have the skill set. They've spent so long developing that skill set. They don't succeed because they have the wrong mindset and they don't take the right actions. So we're focused on really having the right mindset and taking the right actions. The right mindset's going to start by asking the question, how can I? And then taking the first steps forward based on what you come up with to answer that question. All right. Now, I always say that real musicians are business owners. And it's true, because real musicians, we are entrepreneurs. Okay. And our business as entrepreneurs is music. And a business is simply an organization where value is provided in order to make a profit. But unlike starving artists and starving musicians who operate with a mindset of scarcity and fear, as success-driven musicians, we operate with a mindset of abundance, confidence, and service. We're doers, we're dreamers, we're creators, and we are achievers. We know that our true value as musicians is determined by how many people we serve with our music and how well we serve them. Because our reality and our truth is, real musicians don't starve, all right? So start asking the question, how can I? And remove the phrase, I don't have, from your vocabulary. All right, we'll see you soon.